Welcome to Daily in the Word.
Hi, I'm John, and I graduated from West Coast Baptist College in 2006. Now I'm serving God full-time in a growing local church as a music pastor. West Coast prepared me both academically and spiritually for a great future in ministry.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and I graduated from West Coast in 2006. Since that time, the Lord has allowed me to serve Him full-time, developing Sunday school curriculum, teaching senior high girls, and serving in Christian radio.
Hi, I'm Jeremy, and I graduated from West Coast Baptist College in 1996. Since that time, I've been serving the Lord full-time as an assistant pastor in youth and singles ministry.
Thank you for your prayers and support for the students and vision of West Coast Baptist College. For more information about West Coast or to share in the vision, visit us at wcbc.edu.
So many people in this world are striving to recover from addictions, from past abusive situations, and even from the consequences of bad decisions. Does this describe you or someone that you love? Next on Daily in the Word, we're going to study with Dr. Paul Chappell, Recovery with God. Stay with us. So many people in our world are in the process of recovery. So many of us have been hurt. So many of us have made bad decisions that have led to difficult and painful, long-lasting consequences. So many of us have faced abusive situations where somebody in our past did something or even continually did something that dramatically impacted our lives. And yet others are struggling with substance abuse, like alcohol or drugs. Well, maybe someone you know is dealing with one of these things. Whatever the need, recovery, authentic, lasting, life-changing recovery from the inside out, truly does begin with God. Welcome to Daily in the Word. I'm Kerry Schmidt, your host, and this program features the preaching, the teaching, the encouragement of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. Our series presently is entitled Recovery with God. This is an entire series of messages that help take a life from the very beginning of life with God through a process of restoration and growth and true, lasting, authentic life change. I'll tell you in a moment how you can download this entire series and maybe give it to a friend, or you can listen to recent broadcasts if you're coming into the middle of the program. We would love for this series to touch your life in a very special way. Before we join today's message, I want to invite you to visit dailyintheword.org. You can subscribe to this program via a podcast. You can listen to recent programs or download them and listen to them later. You could pass it along to a friend. There are many other resources on the website that will encourage you in your Christian life and in your walk with the Lord. And there's also a way that you can be a part of the ministry of Daily in the Word. Would you prayerfully consider a monthly contribution to help us cover the costs of airtime and supporting this ministry? Your investment is an investment into the Word of God going into the hearts and lives of people all across the country and even in many foreign countries. Take a moment and visit Daily in the Word and consider joining us in the effort of teaching and preaching the Word of God. But now, our message today is entitled Choosing a Life of Commitment to Christ. This is huge when it comes to real and lasting authentic recovery and life change. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Here's Paul Chappell.
I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. My friend, when you and I are confidently trusting in Christ, there's no need for fear. There's no need for a defensive posture. We can trust Him when He says, "Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And so we thank God for His promise. Now, some people fear because of, some people hesitate because of fear. Others hesitate because of worry. Now, worry is fear's extravagance. It extracts interest on trouble before it comes due. And we see many people caught up in a lifestyle of worry. It constantly drains from them the energy that God's giving to them to sustain them through this life. And many people confuse the decision-making process with the matter of the problem-solving process. In other words, they want to solve all the problems before they make the decision, you see. They want to see all the answers before they make the decision. But that's the opposite of the Christian life. You see, God wants us to follow His Word by faith, and then He will solve all of the problems. And since some people spend all their time trying to solve the problem before they take that step of faith, they are really bound by worry, and they are missing out on the blessings of God for their life. Some years ago, my wife was counseling a young lady, and she had grown up in a family with tremendous problems with abuse and neglect. And because of that, she had really longed for acceptance from people, and she feared rejection from people. And in her developmental years and as a young adult, she really became a people pleaser, and she found herself being used and abused from one relationship to the next relationship. She just wanted someone to accept her, and she feared the thought that anyone would ever reject her. And her worry over rejection had caused her to fail in every relationship. She was involved in a self-destructive pattern because of that worry of being rejected, because of that fear of not being accepted. She was going from one abusive relationship to the next abusive relationship. And yet when she found the truth of the Scripture, 2 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. When she realized that she was accepted in the Beloved and that she could stand on the merits of Christ before an almighty God, it revolutionized her life. No longer did she need to turn to an abusive situation to find some form of acceptance. Now she found it in Christ, and her life was changed when she stopped worrying and committed her life and trusted her life to the Lord Jesus Christ. One exasperated husband was talking to his wife about the matter of worry. He said, "Why are you always worrying?" He said, "It doesn't do you any good anyways." And she quickly said back to him, "Oh, yes, it does. Did you know that 90% of the things I worry about never happen?" Now, folks, sometimes we might think we're helping the situation by worrying, but in reality, worrying is the opposite of committing our lives to the care of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some people involve themselves in pride, and some in fear, and some in worry. Some people hesitate because of doubt. They hesitate to trust Christ because of doubt in their heart and in their mind. Many attend our church every week, and they're glad to be here. They like you. They like me. They're not obnoxious about anything. They just are skeptical. We live in a skeptical day. Skeptical of church, God, the Bible, Christians, pastors, evangelists. Just a skeptical day. And because of that doubt, many times the real blessings of the Word of God in the Christian life are missed out on. You see, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 7, we walk by faith and not by sight. And yet many people want to see everything and want to feel that they're in control of their own situation. I've even known many people who have grown up in Christian homes, in homes where there were rules but no relationships. And I've seen somehow that these folks who never seemed to know what they felt in the way of acceptance, they never felt they were accepted. Even growing up in Christian homes, they began to seek that acceptance in various forms of silliness and sin. And the matter of needing acceptance oftentimes created in their lives a form of codependency where they just constantly needed the approval of others. I'm not talking about an alcoholic or sexual abuse. I'm talking about people who grew up in Christian homes, but because of the rules without relationships, because of not enough nurturing and relationships in the Christian sense, they began to seek the approval of others. And I have faces in my memory right now that I can think of, people that I love who just got caught up in seeking the approval of others rather than finding it in Christ. Some tried humor as their way to get attention. You know, they always had to be the funny guy. And they doubted that God could really give them what they needed, so they tried to be the funny guy to get what they needed from others. Some tried humor, and some that I know tried drinking and drugs. And they thought that if they could loosen up a little bit, they could be the life of the party, and people would really like them. They doubted that God could provide that, so they found a way to try to do it on their own. Some that I know tried immoral relationships, and somehow through those relationships they felt a sense of belonging and acceptance and a sense of conquering something or someone, and that codependency revealed itself into an immoral relationship. They doubted that God could provide that for them, so they went out looking for it in other places. Now the ones that I know who are doing well today are the ones who have repented of those sins, who have turned from the silliness, who have turned from the sin, and who have turned to the Lord Jesus Christ on a daily basis, and they have moved past doubt, they have moved past worry and fear, and by faith they have come into a deeper relationship with Christ, and they have discovered that they can recover through Christ over these patterns of the past, and they can know victory through Christ in this day. And so we see this morning the invitation of Christ. He says, "Come unto me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, come unto me." But we also see that people seem to hesitate and our pride gets in the way. And we say, "Well, no, I can handle it. I've got my situation under control." And we see the hesitation of so many. But notice thirdly this morning, the emancipation of faith. What happens when Jesus says, "Come unto me," and someone by faith says, "I'm coming, Lord"? What takes place in their life? And I want you to see the emancipation of faith. Now, the word emancipate means to set free from bondage. And that's what Christian recovery is all about, to set free from bondage. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And I want you to see how each one of us today can be emancipated by faith. First of all, there is faith in Christ as our Savior. Faith in Christ as our Savior. You see, we will not truly know what freedom from sin is until we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. And we will not accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior until we repent of our own sin and unworthiness and ask Jesus Christ to come into our lives. My friend, it is a very important truth that we must understand this morning. We cannot save ourselves. You can try to control every person and every situation in your life, but there is one thing that you cannot control on your own, and that is your own eternal destiny. That is something that is totally dependent upon the work of Jesus Christ at Calvary. And in order to be saved, in order to have Jesus as your Savior, you must come to Him and say, "Lord, I realize that I am a sinner, and I come to You today and ask You to be my Savior. I ask You by faith and based upon Your grace to save me." And when someone accepts Jesus as their Savior, they are instantly emancipated from the guilt of sin, and they are emancipated from hell, and they are given a home in heaven for all of eternity. Titus chapter 3 and verse 5 speaks of it in these terms: "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saves us, by the washing of regeneration and by the renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life." You see, we're not saved because of our good works. We're saved because of the mercy of God. And when the Holy Spirit touches your heart and shows you that as a sinner, you need a Savior, Jesus Christ, don't hesitate, my friend, to hear the words, "Come unto me." And when Jesus is speaking to you to trust Him as Savior, then by faith call out to Him and He will save you from your sin. This is where recovery truly begins for those who've never received Christ as Savior. You can go through 12 steps and 10 steps and 25 steps, and you can get up in the morning every day and look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself that you're a good guy. But until you receive Christ as your Savior, you have not begun to recover. You can't do it by yourself. It is totally and utterly the gift of God Almighty. And so salvation is by grace and through faith. One of the great stories of that I've seen in my life about, I don't know, several years ago, 15 or so years ago, in Northern California, I went to visit a man. And as I went into his home, his name was Dennis, and I walked in and had some small talk at first, then sat down in his living room, and I asked him, I said, "Dennis, let me ask you a question. Do you know for sure that your sins have been forgiven? Do you know that you have a home in heaven someday?" And Dennis said, "You know, I'm not really sure that I can answer in the affirmative to those questions." I said, "Well, could I show you from the Bible how you can know for sure that your sins are forgiven and that heaven is your home?" He said, "Sure." And after about 30 minutes or so, we went through what we sometimes call the Romans Road to Salvation. scriptures from the book of Romans that show us how we can know that Jesus is our Savior. After about 30 minutes or so, Dennis bowed his head and closed his eyes, and he asked Jesus Christ to be his Savior. After he got done praying, I shared a few more verses with him from 1 John chapter 5, explaining that once we are saved, that it's a settled issue and that we are in the hands of God permanently. And I explained to him how that God loves him, seals that decision, and accepts him based on the blood of Jesus Christ. Well, I was getting ready to leave the house, and Dennis said to me, he said, just one minute, he said, now that I have God in my life, he said, I think there's some things that maybe I shouldn't have in my life. And he said, I've got something I need to have your help to take care of. I said, all right, that'll be fine. He goes to a back room. He comes back out a minute later with a shoebox in his hand. I thought, well, this is strange. I wonder what he has in mind here. He said, with God now in my life, I don't think I need these things in my life. He gave me the shoebox. I looked inside the shoebox. There were various kinds of pills and little bags, and there was marijuana, and there was a pipe in there, and all these different types of drugs and drug paraphernalia. And he said, I don't want this in my life anymore. And God's Holy Spirit was already convicting his heart, you see. He was already recognizing that he was a new creature in Christ. And so he said, I'd appreciate it if you'd take this and help me. I don't want this in my life anymore. And I said, that'd be fine. And so I stepped out on his front porch. I had my King James Bible under one arm and a box of drugs under the other arm. And it was right about then I thought, my soul, what am I doing? Man, I went to the car as fast as I could. I put the Bible down. I put the drugs down next to it. I thought, what if I get pulled over by the police for speeding? I can see the headlines now. Baptist preacher arrested for drug trafficking. I can hear all the other Christians in the valley, you know. I knew there was something with that church. I just knew there was something. And so forth. I thought, man, I got to take care of this. I got to take care of this. And I went to a 7-Eleven store. I looked around, make sure there was no police around there and make sure it looked pretty good. And I went behind the 7-Eleven store. There's a big dumpster back there. And I jumped out of it as quick as I could and threw the drugs in the trash can and went on back to the church. But I'm going to tell you something. It was a great day to see in this man's life that when he trusted Christ as his Savior, he had a new awareness of sin, and he desired to go on as a new creature for Jesus Christ. And you see, we need Christ as our Savior, and we must put faith in Christ if we will truly be saved the Bible way. Secondly, we must put faith in God's Word as our guide. Faith in God's Word as our guide. The Word of God produces faith. Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. My friend, this is not a matter of how long you've been saved, the matter of Christian maturity. The matter of really committing our life to Christ must be a daily commitment. And we must daily come to the Word of God and come to the Lord and say, Lord, I ask you to help me in this process of sanctification that my faith may continue to develop. The Word of God will guide us in that way. Psalm 119 verse 104 says, through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. The more we read the Word of God, the more we will love righteousness and hate wickedness. Psalm 119 verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That's why as Christians we believe that our counseling and the guidance for our lives that helps us to make decisions should come from the Word of God, not from secular counsel primarily, not from an unsaved man's opinion, but from the Word of God. How does God's Word speak to the issue that I am currently contemplating? I must have faith in Christ for salvation. I must have faith in God's Word for my guide. And thirdly, I must have faith in God's power for my strength. I must have faith in God's power for my strength. You know, I love our Saturday night prayer meeting with the men. One of the things we do in here on Saturday night is we just openly confess to the Lord, Lord, without you, we can't do it. Without you, no one's going to feel conviction. No one's going to know what recovery is. No one's going to come to Christ as Savior. And we acknowledge to the Lord that we need His power and we need His strength day by day. Paul said in the book of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13, I can do all things, but how? Through Christ, which strengtheneth me. One preacher told me years ago, he said, you know, I'm convinced that life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we respond or react to those situations in our lives. And I want to submit to you that if we will respond according to the power of the Word of God, we will experience victory. For there is victory in faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is victory in the Word of God. And so, my friend, this morning, there is no question that God is offering to the entire world today an invitation. In a moment, we'll give an invitation like we do at the end of every service. But you know, it's not my invitation. It's not even this church's invitation. It is really the extension of the invitation of Jesus Christ, who says, come unto me, all ye that are weary, all ye that are heavy laden. He says, come, and I will give you rest. But the question is, will you accept the invitation? Salvation is a choice. Happiness is a choice. Freedom from bondage is a choice. Some people that I know choose hatred. They choose bitterness. They choose to remain bitter and hurtful in their spirit towards someone. It's their choice to remain there, towards a spouse, towards a friend, towards someone they once knew. But my friend, Jesus says, come unto me. And if you need to come to Him for salvation, the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved. But we must stop hesitating. We must step past our pride, step past our fear, step past our worry, step past our doubt. And we must come to the place of faith in the Lord, faith in the Word of God, and say, I choose to come to you today, Lord. I choose to cast my burdens to you. And when you do, He will give you rest. And may God grant us the grace to experience a life of commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, you've been listening to Daily in the Word, the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, presently delivering a series entitled Recovery Together with God. We're discovering how to truly, authentically recover, to heal from past abuse, from difficult decisions and the consequences that we're experiencing, or from addictions. Whatever your struggle, or whatever the struggle of someone you love, this series is a tremendous resource. You can find the entire series at dailyintheword.org. You can download it. You can pass it along to a friend. You can even subscribe to the podcast. I do hope you'll visit dailyintheword.org. You know, we love to hear from our listeners, and your investment, your partnership with us financially into this ministry helps us continue paying for airtime on this station and on stations all over the country. We thank the Lord for the privilege of teaching and preaching the Word of God in your life. Would you prayerfully consider partnering with us? Pastor Chappell has just written a new book. It is a powerful book and a tremendous companion to our present series. It's entitled Living Beyond Your Capacity, Discovering the Power of the Holy Spirit-Filled Life, a life that is empowered and directed by the Holy Spirit of God. Living Beyond Your Capacity is a 200-page paperback book, brand new, right off the press. We've just had it a couple of months. We've been excited to place it into your hands, and we believe it will be life-changing. And we would like to send it to you this month for a gift of any amount to Daily in the Word. If you'll call us, or if you'll go on the website, dailyintheword.org, and click on the Donate tab, we would like to send you this book, Living Beyond Your Capacity, as our gift for your gift of any amount to this ministry. Again, you can do this at dailyintheword.org, or you can call us toll-free, 1-800-201-7748. 1-800-201-7748. This book will change your life, or change the life of the person you give it to, I promise. Living Beyond Your Capacity will be a read that you'll never forget. So call us or visit the website and be a part of this ministry, and let us send you Living Beyond Your Capacity. Before we wrap up our program today, here's a word from Pastor Chappell.
I want to thank you as a listener of Daily in the Word for your prayers and encouragement toward this ministry. We do our very best daily to spread the Word of God across this nation on many different radio stations, including yours. But I'd like to encourage you today to take a moment and visit dailyintheword.org. You'll see some great Bible study helps there. You'll also see a place where you can click to donate toward the ministry of Daily in the Word. We want to keep the Word of God coming to your station and coming into your area. We believe that Jesus is the answer and the Word of God is infallible truth. If you'd like to support us in this great cause, let me encourage you to visit dailyintheword.org. Find the button that says donate, and we would be grateful for your gift to this ministry.
Well, thank you, Pastor and friend. Don't forget, we're heading to Alaska, August 2011, for our ministry cruise to Alaska. It is an adventure you will never forget. We would love to have you join us on this 7 days of exciting adventure and spiritual growth and tremendous Christian fellowship. You'll find more information at dailyintheword.org. Just click on the Alaska Cruise button. You'll see all of the information there. It is a week that you will never forget. I hope you'll join with us and go to Alaska in August of 2011. Again, for more information about our ministry or to talk to us personally, call us toll-free, 1-800-201-7748. And then finally, you can send a letter to Daily in the Word at 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. Once again, 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. Thanks so much for being a part of today's edition of Daily in the Word. And until next time, have a great day.